From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, look, it's so elementary and so simple that Ron Paul is being cheated that I've gotten so angry today that I have hardly been able to talk. I rarely stumble about, and I've done that some today, because it's so ridiculous to watch the entire establishment running scared from Ron Paul. I know we got a bunch of callers, Robert, Barry, TJ, Jim, Carol, Troy, Benjamin, Jerry, Will, Chase, Kathy, Brian. I will get to every single one of you. Luke Radowski's just popping in for 5-6 minutes with an update on the arrest at Wall Street, the demonstrations there. Popping in for about 5 minutes the next segment, just back from Colorado with a martial law drill is Aaron Dice. He's going to pop in and then back to your calls. Now, I say if you disagree, go to the head of the line, if you volunteer that information. The problem is most people that disagree now don't really disagree. They use it as an excuse to go to the head of the line. Or they want to lecture me on how I should do the show or something. I mean disagree with something I've said. But let's see if Carl does, because that actually gets me to wake up when somebody disagrees. Carl in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I want to say thanks for taking my call. And yes, I have 3 points of disagreement, but I do must admit they are more about the delivery of your content
than
the content itself.
You know, I don't want to talk about me all day, though. I mean, the issue is that
can help Ron Paul get elected.
Okay, go ahead.
The first one is Alex Jones. You mentioned before that you turned down publishing deals because you don't have the time and you can reach more people over the Internet. I believe that's true. But we need to get the reading public on our side, and here's an easy way to get your message to them. Transcribed broadcasts. Create a series of books with titles like Conversations with Ron Paul, Alex Jones, The Essential Rants, Alex Jones, The Essential Interviews, that sort of thing. I think that could really get your word out with a minimum time investment and increase the revenue to your operation.
Yeah, I think the thing is I want to write like some awesome 1984 nonfiction tome and really crystallize it and really get behind it and not just churn out pulp. But you're right. I should do it. I should do more. And I should call back all these publishers that are calling me. But hell, if that little turkey, Glenn Beck, Mr. Pro Bailout, Mr. Pro Rick Perry can have his own imprint, I sure should. I dwarf him on the web, and the web is the future. Tell me what else I've done wrong here or other. That's not really disagreeing, Carl.
All right, well, I apologize if I'm wasting your time, but I feel these ideas...
You're not wasting my time. They're great ideas. What's next?
All right, well, I believe the true measure of a leader is the influence they have on others. And while I know you have great influence over some, in the end, I believe that you scare more people into merely observing the truth rather than influence them to take actions that will lead to the restoration of freedom and liberty.
I disagree. I've been the most effective person out there other than Ron Paul. Nobody can deny that. And I'm not trying to scare folks. I believe people aren't cowards. I'm trying to shock them out of complacency in their trance.
Oh, and I agree that you have been very influential in the alternative news media. But I feel that you come across very tough to some people. And I'm not saying you change who you are, because you are who you are, and that's impossible to change. And you have made great strides because you stand firm on your principles. But what I really disagree with is something called the Losada Zone. That it pretty much is a term derived from a psychologist who said that for every one negative interaction, you need 3 positive interactions.
Hey, hold on 1 second.
Yes.
There's music playing in here. And earlier, music is turned off. Okay, sir, go ahead.
Okay, well, a psychologist named Losada did research showing that for every one negative remark, you need 3 positive remarks to really allow a human to flourish in a team environment. And you want your listeners to be part of the team for freedom that promotes ideas of liberty and justice. And I feel that, you know, for every one positive remark, you have 3 negative remarks.
All right, listen, I got to go, but I heard your points, and it's good constructive criticism. Look, I don't have the time and the energy to sit here and craft everything I say and do. Some days it's genius. Other days, you know, it's moderately effective. Anything in the face of this dehumanization is good. Resistance is victory. But I see it as positive to say negative things about the globalist. So you're looking at things from a two-dimensional perspective. Telling somebody, hey, there's a big ditch over there, don't run your car off in it, that's positive. It's not negative.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups.
Let me at him.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the deal. I got Aaron in here to give us a report on a big martial law financial collapse drill they just had out in Denver. I had our reporters there. I got Luke Radowski popping in about arrest on Wall Street, but I want to get to your calls. Robert Barry, everybody else that's holding, we're going to get to you. Well, here in about a minute or two, I want to play a clip that I've been mentioning of Ron Paul. This is in the last debate, being asked who he would take as his running mate. And he was saying, well, once he is a first or second place candidate, that he would do that, that he is in third place. And that's a very moderate conservative statement by Ron Paul. He is third place, probably second. And Rick Perry, as the Miami Herald points out, is plunging as people learn he worked for Al Gore, campaigned for Hillary Care, forced inoculations. But Romney is exactly the same. These are globalist, socialist, corporate cronyites, because the corporations want to pool your money so they can then suck it offshore. And if you idiot Republicans vote for Mitt Romney or Rick Perry, you get what you deserve, just like you idiot Democrats. Of course the economy didn't get better with Obama. Of course the wars continued. Of course the torture continued. Of course the spying continued. Of course all of the insider garbage. Look at who financed him. Look at how the system supported Obama. When the system, like Time Magazine, is supporting somebody like Rick Perry, look out. When they're lying and deceiving and pulling polls and saying somebody can't win, that's who you go to. It's so simple, it makes me get very angry. And you don't want to see me when I'm angry. Let's go ahead and go to this Ron Paul clip. Here it is.
I don't plan to make a choice at the moment because I am on national polls. It seems like I'm in third place now. I think it would be inappropriate. As soon as I'm one of the two top tier, then I will start thinking along that line. But right now I'm going to defer and just work very hard and make sure that I stay in the top tier and then eventually be one of the top two contenders.
Texas Congressman Ron Paul, he joins me now. How are you, Congressman?
That's
you.
Enough.
The last time you ducked me, we asked...
You know, I've had a chance to talk to Ron Paul quite a bit off the record before, and when he was first going to run, I said, look, sir, you probably won't win this first time, but you can probably win the second time, and you know you're going to influence the debate and warn people about currency devaluation and everything else. We need you to get in there to keep putting heat on the Federal Reserve. And he said, no, you're probably right. I'm probably going to run. And then, of course, I didn't say anything for a few months knowing he was going to run. And it's the same thing before this last race. I don't ever try to call Ron Paul up and give him advice, but I think I am. And it's this. He needs to get up at the next debate and say, hold on a minute, and hold up a sheet and say, the average candidate was given 10 minutes in the last debate. I was given 4 minutes. I've been given the least amount of time in every debate. And the moderator is saying that in the question. Say, listen, I know you got an agenda. Give me the floor. And I know Ron Paul can get angry. So I've seen it before. Okay, it's always the nice guy that's being real friendly. That's because they're actually a Tyrannosaurus. Only guy on the congressional baseball team to ever knock out a home run. You saw when that Barra Sasha Cohen went after him, Ron Paul, you know, basically slapped him upside the head, pushed him out of the way. Ron Paul is a nice guy because he's aggressive. It's aggressive people have trained themselves to be friendly. But he needs to turn loose and open up a can of you-know-what. He needs to say, listen, I've been given less time than everybody else up here. I've won most of the straw polls. I've come in first, second, and third in all the scientific polls, but everybody says I can't win. That's because I'm the only one up here not bought and paid for. I'm not a globalist whore. You want America back. You want the Republic back. Vote for me and stop letting the controlled media tell you who's going to win. And I'm going to go further here and then just basically lay out the facts. And he needs to get aggressive and say, I have been in the top tier since the beginning. The top three is the top tier. I actually have to disagree with Ron Paul. This thing about I'd be in the first or second tier. You're definitely in the top tier. The top tier is the top three candidates. First, second, and third place. That's how any game, any race works. The top three are the main contenders. The top three teams in the NBA, the NFL, the National Baseball League. That's how it works in horse racing. And for them to say that a top contender is not a contender is a rigged game out in the open, and he should instantly surge to number one just by evidence of that. If you people want the same thing over and over again, vote for Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, or Barack Obama. A bunch of slick guys in fancy suits reading off teleprompters. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm just getting angry now. Rick Perry. 81% of the new jobs, illegal aliens. Yeah, I guess you did bring some jobs here. You drove down the wages while you were here and passed a bunch of new taxes so you can give to the illegal aliens and free welfare, you piece of trash. I just can't handle it anymore. Some dirty Hillary supporter, some dirty Obama supporter, dirty Bill Clinton supporter, Al Gore supporter. I can't handle it. Mitt Romney supports carbon taxes? I'm so sick of the fact that I spend all my time being informed. Other people aren't informed. I had Lord Monckton on a week ago. Great guy. But he was like, well, once the Democrats heard I was here to debate Al Gore, they said I couldn't speak or Gore wouldn't speak, and they put Newt Gingrich in instead. He did a pretty good job. Newt Gingrich does TV ads supporting carbon taxes and global warming with, who's he do it with? I forget. Pull up the, go to YouTube. Newt Gingrich does global warming ad. I think it's Hillary Clinton he's sitting there with. The point is, he wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Topler's book calling for the end of America and global government. I'm sick of it. He's a Bilderberg Group member. You don't get invited to the Bilderberg Group unless you've shown you'll spread your legs to any New World Order operative politically. It's with Pelosi. Show the stinking video. Then I'll go to the calls and Aaron, or maybe I won't. I'm just getting more and more wound up here. If I have to slip, it's one thing if you're going to support carbon taxes like that swollen con artist Al Gore. That's one thing. But to have this entire Republican leadership being crammed down our throats supporting carbon taxes, NAFTA highways, forced inoculations, socialist health care, and I got to sit here and watch national radio hosts endorsing Mitt Romney, you people make me want to vomit. Your listeners are idiots. What is wrong with you? You said you found the clip? Here is Newt Gingrich with Nancy Pelosi. I said Hillary, another hag, but here it is. We'll play it in a second. Stupid YouTube's not working.
Lifelong Democrat and Speaker of the House.
And I'm Newt Gingrich, lifelong Republican, and I used to be Speaker.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No, but we do agree. Our country must take action to address climate change.
We need cleaner forms of energy, and we need them fast.
If enough of us demand action from our leaders, we can spark the innovation we need.
Go to WeCanSolveIt.org. Together, we can do this.
That's from 2 years ago. That's the big carbon tax outfit. Now, what they should have said, if you put the translator on it, like Doctor Who, where they've got the translator to hear what the alien's saying, hi, we're political whores bought and paid for by megabanks to create money out of nothing. They own the oil companies, and together with the oil companies, they're lobbying to shut down all coal production because that's 50%+ of the power in North America. By doing that, it'll jack up overall use of oil and other power systems and increase our profits via artificial scarcity. Please let us cheat you and rob you. Here, let's go ahead. That's the guy they sent to fight Al Gore on global warming. Al Gore said, I won't debate Monckton. I'll debate Newt Gingrich. Well, yeah, with enemies like that who needs... Cuny's friends. Robert in Georgia. Ah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, great honor to talk to you again. Hey, I got a point that'll help Ron Paul next time he gets cornered about Iran and why we need to start another war with them. He needs to bring that point up that when, like, when we are changed, confronted Mike Huckabee and said, if we allow Iran to have a nuke, that it was reckless and all this kind of garbage, that Ron Paul needs to come back and say, well, it'll be more reckless if we let start a war with Iran. They mine the Straits of Hormuz. They knock out the refineries in Saudi Arabia and the delivery systems to the tankers. What kind of depression that'll start?
Yeah, stay right there. I'm going to come back to you. Look, Iran is not Iraq. There's three times as many people. They already fought the U.S. through the Iraq proxy in the Iran-Iraq war, and over 1.5 million of them died. They are going to go absolutely wild. And they've got inspectors in there. They've been running reactors for months. They can't make weapons fuel with it. It's just absolute baloney. They lied about...
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling.
You know, what's going on is there's a lot of people that think they're members of the establishment out there, and they wear suits and they sit there in little stuffed coats and try to talk real calm like an NPR propagandist. I'm getting angry. I'm getting motivated. I'm telling you how I really feel and what I intellectually really see. We got a bunch of foreign banks that have seized our government, that are butchering our Constitution, that are setting up a police state to secure their ill-gotten gains, to raise all these new taxes and austerity to pay them the money they've stolen in derivatives. And I'm not putting up with it. And meanwhile, the government's always, oh, we're doing this to protect you from Al-Qaeda. I saw they've got drone attacks all over North Africa to fight Al-Qaeda. Based out of Libya. They just put Al-Qaeda in control of Libya. They talk to you like you're an idiot. They give you people with voting records about as liberal as Bill Clinton, Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry and tell you they're great. And yes, then they sit there and say, we've got to have war with Iran. When Ahmadinejad's about to be out of office, when the UN is in there, the reactors cannot produce weapons material. But so what? Dozens of countries have weapons. South Africa has nukes. We're going to attack them? The Russians had 10,000 nukes. We never had a war with them. Iran gets one nuke. They use them. They're a parking lot. What about somebody staging a nuke attack, though, to start World War III, to politically then get everybody to stand down and go along with the police state takeover? Did you ever think about that? Or is it too much fun to hate Ahmadinejad because he doesn't look like you? Dinajad. I'm having this Freudian weird foible. Is it Dinajad or Dinajad, Aaron? Dinajad. Ahmed Dinajad. Always said it right lately again. Jeed. I'm going to keep saying Jeed. Robert and Georgia, finish your point. We're going to get a report from Aaron Dykes and then go on to more calls.
Yeah, it's common sense when you think it through about, Mike Huckabee's comment about irresponsibility, allowing them to have a nuke. But if the tankers can't come to our country, they're sitting empty because the Saudi Arabia oil fields have been bombed out and the Strait Hormuz is mined. That the fuel, the trucks won't be able to run to the grocery stores to restock that. People won't be able to fuel the cars to get to work. And so we're already teetering on, well, we're already in a depression. But that'll cause absolute anarchy in this country.
But the globalists would love that because then they can blame all the problems on Iran while the foreign banks got the country. See, we think of our government as like this patriotic group. It's openly owned by offshore banks who are exempt from taxes and then have their heads like Buffett come out and call for raising taxes to get rich when he helped write the loopholes for himself.
But here's the deal. When Ron Paul gets cornered again, whether it's in a debate or some reporter, he needs to bring that point up that that would be far more reckless if we started a war with Iran. I don't know if somehow you could get that over to Ron Paul the next time they, pull a dirty trick on him.
Well, Ron Paul's going to do what Ron Paul's going to do, and he certainly played the nice guy, but now's the time to get aggressive. Robert, thank you. I'm going to talk to Aaron Dykes here. For a few minutes. We're going to let his call go now. Robert, thank you. And then we're going to come back with the Barry, TJ, Jim, Benjamin, Jerry, Will, Chase, Kathy, Brian, and others. Aaron Dykes, I appreciate you coming in on Sunday because I hadn't talked to you since I sent you Thursday to cover the martial law drill there in Florida. Tell us exactly what you and Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News witnessed out there.
Well, we got back yesterday, Alex, and the exercise took place mostly on Friday starting around 5 a.m., and they said they took more than 18 months putting this together. I never saw the full budget, but it was Homeland Security grants, so our money, and they were just frothing all around the city, shutting down everything, using all these facilities, and they had four public facilities where the media was sort of invited, but then they still freaked out and interrogated us at almost every location. Then they had...
Well, you're the enemy. You're the American people. They work for foreign banks.
Then they had other secret locations, including the sports stadium. And when we showed up there, they really got weird.
And tell us why they got weird. They didn't want you seeing the children.
Yeah, because they were doing a relocation drill, taking the children to the sports stadium, and, you know, that would be from all the Denver public schools, and then have the parents pick them up afterwards. They did a FEMA drill using fake parents to pick up some real children.
And again, why is FEMA involved with people's kids? A, saw how great they did with the Superdome in New Orleans, and B, we've got the documents a decade ago. This is just training for the cops to take political dissidents to sports stadiums and to make the parents come turn their guns in to get their kids.
Well, yeah, if you use the pretext that it's keeping them safe from a school shooter, then it sounds nice and happy to bring them to the stadium. But, yeah, it could be anything.
Well, we happen to know from the clergy response teams and others, it is about political dissidents. And when the parents come, you check their ID and, oh, we need to take you in for questioning. Disappear.
Right, but when we tried to check out the story and find out what they meant by testing student-teacher processing activities at Mile High Stadium, which has been renamed a few times over the years, they wouldn't let us in, they wouldn't tell us anything. Then finally, after like an hour of waiting, finally they sent out the Denver Police Victims Unit guy to talk to us, and they're kind of like, oh, you stayed too long at the elementary school drill earlier. There's nothing to see here, but yes, it is our goal to bring all children to the sports stadium in this drill or any real event.
Aaron, what did you think of the school you went to that had the first graders with cops aiming guns at them?
It was surreal, to say the least. I mean, of course, if there really was a school shooter, it makes sense to bring in the cops. But what are they really using those SWAT teams for? To knock out people's homes, growing gardens, and the rest of it, right?
Well, in the old days, if there was a school shooter, the first cop in just ran in, drove his car up, jumped in, ran in, and shot the guy, like with the UT Tower shooter. They didn't play games. Now, in every case, they wait like 4 hours and just sit there, and they tell everybody, get in the classroom, bow down, so we get a higher death toll. It's actual training instead of, like, evacuate, get out. It's like, wait for the shooter, suck their boots when they come in. The cops will be there in 4 hours. Of course, usually it's the feds inside shooting the kids. That's why they've got to have the drill to make sure the other cops stay outside while they finish the work inside.
Yeah, it's really sad, and they had all the tables turned. So, yeah, it was a scenario where the shooter had been there for a while before the SWAT team showed up.
By the way, I don't want to just make that statement, Aaron. I had the Rocky Mountain News reporter on about 10 years ago or 9 years ago about this, and it's now defunct Rocky Mountain News, second biggest paper in Colorado. There were court cases and lawsuits, and it came out in court that the SWAT teams actually shot some of the kids at Columbine. And there were other shooters inside, and 127 bombs. That's CBS News. So I'm not just saying that. I'm sorry, Aaron. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's upsetting. But as far as the drill we witnessed on Friday, who was playing the terrorist? It looked like a returning veteran to me, Alex. He was in the fatigues with the shooter gloves, and it didn't look like...
Well, we have all the training manuals. It's always a returning veteran. Veterans are the number one threat. Homeland Security admits that.
So everything Homeland Security has been warning about and propagandizing about for a year and a half or so, or probably longer, a year and a half that I'm directly aware of, they were playing out in one way or another in this drill that involved more than 100 agencies.
Well, when we got the documents 3 years ago from good cops sent it to us, where they said gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans are the enemy of America, Homeland Security came out and said, yeah, that is who we trained to fight. And they put Al-Qaeda in Libya. They're good. Al-Qaeda's good. But George Washington is bad. And I actually have FEMA saying George Washington is bad in my film Road to Tyranny. I have them training cops that George Washington is bad. And Ron Paul, by the way.
Yeah.
And this is not satire if you're a new listener. These are foreign banks that are destroying America. Of course they hate real Americans.
But while they're prepping all the security with the mobile vans and everything and the NFL pat-downs, is it any wonder they're doing scenarios with malls, with shopping centers, with sports?
Well, they admit now TSA is going to be in those, so they got to get you ready for the next staged event there. It's all a big rollout, Aaron.
Yeah, and so we just saw a piece of that here on Friday.
I know on InfoWars Nightly News, weeknight, 7 o'clock, you're going to have a big report for us tomorrow. More footage, 7 o'clock tomorrow, Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, prisonplanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. I'm going to come back with more calls, then Luke Radowski from the Wall Street demonstration arrest. Aaron Dykes, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be right back.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know, sometimes I have these shows. In fact, it's Sunday more often than not that I get angry, petulant, and I don't think do a very good job because I get in here and I read all this news before I go on air. And then I just get frustrated. Why does America have to be run like this? Why do we have to have hundreds of mainstream publications announcing global government run by private banks and still I've got to see national hosts make fun of me for talking about world government? I've had Nightline here. I've had MSNBC here, all of them. Politico, New York Times, Rolling Stone, you name it. And I'll say, yeah, there's a world government. They go, you really believe there's a world government being formed by private interest? And I'm like, here, let me show you 20 mainstream news articles calling for a global corporate government that's exactly what we said was coming, and show you documents proving it. And they just say, no, I don't want to see that. I'm here to interview you. See, they want to keep it like in this fantasy world, like, well, we choose to say there isn't one of these tyrannical governments forming, and you choose to say you believe it. I don't believe it. I know it. I don't believe every major vaccine manufacturer out there has been caught adding cancer viruses to vaccines on purpose. I am literally up to my eyeballs in documentation and did a whole news show Friday on it. That, by the way, is up on InfoWars.com. That section of InfoWars Nightly News is up there for everybody, as most of the show ends up a day or two later, ending up on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com of InfoWars Nightly News. It's shock cause of cancer revealed. You might want to go watch it. And again, I'm supposed to just calmly sit up here when I have government and corporate and foundation documents where they admit they were going to do this to the population. And then now they've done it, and the cancer rates have tripled. I keep saying doubled. That's in the last decade or so. They've actually tripled since 1980 on average. And I showed all those numbers and UN numbers. And I mean, they're killing us. And instead, I'm supposed to just give money to some cancer treatment charity or shave my head and go jog for people with cancer, which is fine. But why not talk about why it's epidemic, why little kids are dying everywhere from it? I'm supposed to just sit here and be calm and talk about how bad Obama is all day instead of how bad the entire system is. I want it to stop. I'm not a chump. I'm not a sucker. I'm not a schmuck. I'm not an idiot. I'm not a mark. I'm not here to be a slave. I'm not here to be an idiot. I know what's going on because it's in my face and I don't like it. All right, I said I'm going to your calls. But I'm like somebody who goes through a buffet and puts too much on the plate. Called Aaron in here, had him on about 2 minutes. Luke Radowski on, founder of We Are Change, great patriot. He's reported for some large national news outlets like RT and others. He's on with us right now. He's been in and out of the week-long demonstrations. They're in New York. There were a bunch of arrests. Some say 80, some say 100, some say 20. I don't know. I've got a bunch of articles about it. I know you've been there off and on. Peaceful people trying to demonstrate. Nowhere in lower Manhattan is it allowed, just like China. But, oh, it's okay because we're America. And so you don't protest Wall Street, and the media is calling them communists, and certainly some of them are communists, but nobody's a bigger communist than Wall Street with their tens of trillions of bailout money stealing our cash, and Wall Street funding socialism to steal our money. So, yeah, there's some dumb commies on the ground protesting their bosses, yes, but I'm told, Luke, most of these people are in the fetters that really know what's going on. Luke Radowski, tell us what's happening.
Most of these people are caring, loving Americans who want this system to end, screwing everybody over. Sadly, when all the action was going on yesterday, I was actually across on the other side of town, but I ran to Union Square where all the arrests were happening. I actually got an interview, and one of the people who survived the police beatings and escaped those orange nets that the NYPD hasn't used ever since the Republican National Convention. And the journalists were arrested. Women's hair were ripped out. I mean, people were pepper sprayed. And we got an interview with one of the survivors on our YouTube channel of everything that happened. And I was out there all day yesterday until 4 o'clock in the morning by Liberty Plaza. The police had a huge presence encircling Liberty Plaza there. And they were like Indians, just threatening and surrounding everybody in a menacing way. People there are nonviolent, they're peaceful, and they told the cops, look, if you're going to arrest us, just put the cuffs on us. If you're going to arrest us for peacefully walking down the street, which is draconian. But these cops just made it an issue to entrap everybody, pepper spray, grab them by the hair, slam them on the floor, and it's really ridiculous what's happening right now. So right now, what I hope to see is a large number of people who are going to fight back, who are going to come after Liberty Plaza right now, and they're going to show people that we're not going to stand down. The more numbers we have, the better the situation is going to be out there, and they can't stop all of us.
Well, what's amazing is, Luke, this was going on before you even came to Austin on Monday and Tuesday. You'd already filed video reports of demonstrations a week and a half ago, and they would block most of lower Manhattan around Wall Street so you couldn't get into it. Now, for over a week. They've been trying to stop any demonstrations anywhere. And our government criticized China for blocking protest. How can the New York police act like this? I know you've even gotten permits before I've been with you when New York cops say, we don't care if you have a permit, you're not going to demonstrate. I mean, this is really a shameful situation.
I mean, the NYPD is getting orders from high-level government officials to stop and quail this movement, this resistance, and that's why they're acting this way. Many officers, I mean, the people there are giving the officers coffee, water, even food, and they're telling them, you know, you are a part of that 99% who's being screwed over by the 1%, and we are here standing with you. Your pensions are going away. Sadly, that message has not been heard. And people,
so you go up and give the cop coffee, and then they beat your head in and laugh at you. Well, don't worry. The cops are going to lose their pensions, and they'll love it. It'll all go to foreign banks, and that's what they want. And they want the dollar devalued. So they're like, hey, I can beat your head in. Don't matter, Rothschild. Take my money.
It's ridiculous what's happening right now. There's some signs of good things happening of police officers secretly letting some people let go when other officers aren't watching. So not all police officers are that bad, but what we saw is the worst yesterday. And we're trying to show people, you know, this has to stop, and this can only stop.
But Luke, just to confirm here, Luke Radowski on the ground in the middle of all this, off and on the last week and a half, Luke, because they're reporting peaceful demonstrators are being drug off.
Yeah. Grabbed by the hair, some even pepper spray. What you can see the videos online. Total draconian, total police abuse of power with people who are just wanting to stand in the street, who want to just walk and get their message heard. Our message has not been heard by the corporate mainstream media, but now we're finally getting attention. So this is going to backfire on the NYPD because of their brutality, and I hope more people come out, more people hear about what's happening and make a stand, because the bigger the numbers, the safer we are. I learned this in Barcelona when they were doing similar movements. Whenever there was a low turnout, the police would come and beat the crap out of everybody and kick everybody out. And we've got word that they're planning on doing this soon in New York City, but they can't get rid of thousands of people if we're all there at once, peacefully standing.
Okay, so this is going to happen right now. All info warriors in the New York area. Where do they converge again, Luke?
Liberty Plaza by City Hall, right in between Wall Street. We're all there. You can't.
What do you think? You're going to stand at the Liberty Plaza? What do you think this is, America? Let's beat the people up at the Liberty Plaza.
I hope to see as many people out there as I can. There's so many amazing people from all walks of life. And I have to say, this is not even a protest, but it's a movement. It's a culture. It's a new way of life of people coming together, helping each other, living side by side, feeding each other, clothing each other.
Very un-American to demonstrate. I can't believe you're doing this, Luke. Luke Radowski, fire out the website for folks to find out more about We Are Change.
Just go to youtube.com/We Are Change, and we're going to be following new reports about what's happening in Occupy Wall Street as it happens.
Well done, my friend. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you tomorrow more on this. Okay, I got to get to at least 10 of these calls or so. Everybody's been patiently holding. The very same banksters are imploding Europe. Notice each bailout, they only need more money after that. Things only get worse. 6 weeks to save the euro. Chancellor's warning after another day of financial turmoil. All over Europe, they're running around not going along with this. No matter how many pensions you get rid of or how much government you cut, you're not ever going to get rid of the derivatives. The bankers set this up to hold the world hostage. And the same thing's happening here. When we come out of break, I'm giving each caller 1 minute to make their peace. I'm moving on. I will get to Barry, TJ, Jim, Benjamin, Jerry, Will, Kathy, Brian on the other side. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do 3 things right away. Number 1, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number 2, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number 3, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You bet your bottom devalued dollar it is. By the way, I went over to Romeo's to eat Italian food with some of the crew a few days ago and ran into this fella. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, go to my Twitter account. That's the real Alex Jones, twitter.com/realAlexJones. And he has the entire Bill of Rights tattooed on his back. Awesome. Let's go ahead and go to Barry in Texas. Thanks for holding. I've been out of control today. I apologize, Barry. Go ahead. Barry's like,
best I can do.
Go ahead, sir. Welcome.
Okay, hello. Yeah. Good to talk to you. I met you at the TSA protest at the state capitol. That was awesome.
The storming of the Capitol? Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That we didn't get a permit and grovel outside. We stormed it.
It was awesome. When we saw Chupacabra Dewhurst there, I was just going to just underline something you said about Ron Paul, that, you know, people at work a lot are, will bring up politics and say, yeah, I would vote for Ron Paul, you know, except they say he can't win. And obviously, you know, I take an opportunity to explain to them, why not? You know, I mean, he's either number two or three, depending on which poll you look at. And I kind of try to explain to them that they're just basically going along with what they've been told.
It's like telling a child Santa Claus isn't real or it's a magician trick. The magician is not really putting swords through his beautiful assistant. And when they say Ron Paul can't win when he's number one, number two, or number three in every scientific poll, is a total mind game. And the people doing it are scum. And the people buying it are idiots. I'm sorry. I'm just sick of people. I'm like, that's a scam. It's a parlor trick. Wake up to it. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish up, Barry.
The other thing I was going to say is a coworker told me a story about his wife. He and his wife went in for a routine checkup. She's 6 months pregnant. And the doctor there who saw his wife, he knew walking up that he was going to be lambasted with a pressure to get a vaccine because it just was sign after sign, get your vaccine, get your vaccine, get your vaccine. So he went in there. He was prepared. He told his wife, look, we're not going to get the vaccine. They're going to offer it to us. And she was like, well, why? And he tried to explain it to her, you know, because I don't want the baby to be exposed to any, you know, toxins or the preservatives, whatever. But the doctor became very upset, and she said, well, you're going to have to sign a waiver, and if anything happens, you're going to be responsible because the baby's going to be born during flu season, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, okay, fine, we'll sign the waiver.
You shouldn't have to. Listen, I've had dozens of medical doctors on. Until 3 years ago, they always said don't give a pregnant woman a vaccine. It causes miscarriages and brain damage. And now they say give it to pregnant women. It's on the insert not to give it to the women. You don't have to sign a waiver saying you've done something wrong with that piece of garbage doctor. They're like Nazis, though. They've committed to this evil, like leeches and everything else, for so long. They're going to defend it as it gets more and more brazen. But you notice with Perry, it's now a national issue, him sitting there with the forced inoculation. I'm sorry, finish up. So what happened with the doctor?
Well, yeah, so, you know, she tried to make him feel real guilty. And then as soon as they stepped out to get another procedure done, she saw one of the technicians, I guess, who gives the vaccine. And the doctor says, hey, she needs a vaccine, and points at his wife. And the wife just looked at her husband, and he kind of was like, he said he didn't want to blow up in front of everybody, but he was furious, and he looked at the doctor like, we just talked about this. And so his wife...
They treat you like animals. They tell you it's the law to take it in school when it's not. They're criminals. They admit that the seasonal flu shot doesn't even protect you from flu and doubles your chances of getting the next season flu, and three consecutive shots doubles your chance of Alzheimer's. Look it up. This is eugenics. Right. I appreciate your call, Barry. TJ in Minnesota, listening on 93.50 shortwave. Go ahead, TJ. Go ahead, TJ.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, I'll say my piece in 45 seconds or less.
I wasn't mad at you. I'm mad about the doctor. I'm mad about the doctor lying and saying take a flu shot when that criminal knows the insert says it'll probably kill that baby deader to hammer. And the government now recommends you give pregnant women shots because it's a form of forced abortion and sterilization. It's eugenics. I'm sorry. They're murdering us. Go ahead. I'm sorry, TJ.
That's okay. I only wanted 45 seconds.
Go ahead.
I got 2 points. The second one's more important than the first. I'm very apolitical, and you and I and most of your listeners know that our vote doesn't count. I've met Ron Paul. He's a nice guy, but does he have a standing army, a fort, air defense artillery to keep him working if he was to be a president?
Okay, listen, he'll be injecting ideas. Ideas are bulletproof. And so by him running, he will win, exposing the whole system. You just have an attitude, one guy's got to fix it all, it's never going to happen. Ron Paul, by running, is illustrating all their dirty tricks.
Okay, I want to go to the second point, because you said it the other day, and it's more important than politics ever was. I believe, and I watch populations and censuses, and I fly over Asia and Mexico and the U.S. We've been depopulated heavily for 10 or 15 years to an Armageddon-like state. And you said that the other day, and you're the only man I've ever heard say that with authority. And I think that you and I are correct. All you got to do is start reading obituaries and looking at the birth columns or...
No. Sir, I got to jump, but look, the U.S. life expectancy has dropped. And that's with all the drugs they do to keep you alive, it's still dropped. And then before, about 30% or more of babies died. So now when you take the average of the high infant mortality rate out and add it back in, our life expectancy has dropped by more than 15 years. Okay, to quantify that, if you made it past being a young child in the old times, then you live longer on average. If you go back 100 years ago. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Arkansas. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Did I understand you earlier this week to say that you were in Hot Springs last Sunday?
Yeah.
You didn't buy a local paper, did you? Last Sunday's Arkansas Democrat Gazette has a front page article below the fold. It talks about the state legislature has just passed a law requiring all water systems serving 5,000 or more people to install fluoridation systems.
No, I didn't see that. And, of course, you have some of the best water in the country in Arkansas, those deep aquifers, volcanic aquifers. But that's because all these cities are pulling the fluoride out, so then they try to pass a law. Guys, Google that. Hot Springs or Arkansas legislature passes law requiring fluoridation.
It's Act 197 of 2011.
Wow. Well, I tell you, they want to make you... Listen, it's a fact that the fluoride is massively increasing cancer. Just search fluoride cancer increase. And earlier, I got mad about the doctor saying to a pregnant woman, take your flu shot, when they're nothing but big pharma reps. The stinking flu shot has been proven to cause brain damage, birth defects, and spontaneous miscarriage. The stinking insert says don't give it to pregnant women. It's like a test to see what they can get away with. Yeah, there's the act. Wow, this is passed now in Arkansas?
Yeah, this was in last Sunday's paper.
Well, you know why? All over Canada, all over the U.S., all over Europe, they're pulling fluoridation. It's like 5-6 towns a week, cities. The big cities are doing it. And so they're panicking and trying to make it the law. Wow, are folks upset about that in Arkansas?
I haven't heard a whole lot, and I've started a new job, so I'm kind of out of touch right now. But I'm surprised I haven't heard more about it.
All right, I got to jump. I'll cover this more. Wow, state-level forced fluoridation. That's not just a federal regulation. That's forced. These criminal scumbags. Oh, man. Benjamin in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, they tried to do that to my sister. She was 9 weeks pregnant, and they had two separate nurses come in and ask her, would you like the flu shot? No, okay, they walked out. Would you like the flu shot? Another one came in. No. Then the doctor came in, and he said, well, you're going to get deathly ill if you don't take this flu shot. And I guess they're just trying to murder her and her baby. I guess, I don't know. I'm sick of it, though.
Well, what they are is little control freaks who've bought in. Doctors are just like technicians now. They do whatever Big Pharma tells them to the American Medical Association, just like doctors 80 years ago sterilized over 500,000 people under orders. Hitler got all his eugenics from the U.S. You wonder why in New York, just 5 years ago, they would test pesticide on poor children until they died. That's New York Daily News. The doctors were ordered to do it, and they murdered little black kids. They love it. I mean, it's this power trip. Hitler's tyranny started through a medical tyranny. And it's all about forcing it on people.
Well, I've never taken a flu shot. For some reason, I'm still alive.
Sir, they're coming out with hundreds of new vaccines and trying to have government mandated. Look at Rick Perry. Pull up the USA Today articles from 2007. We showed it Friday. He said, I order it. It's the law. You must take it. And millions of Texas children went and took it, and many of them died or had convulsions. Now he says, well, it was just a recommendation, and there was a waiver. A waiver for something that's not a law? It's all a con. If you want to know how criminal government is, even if you're for vaccination, go to a public school and say, I don't want to vaccinate my children. They'll say, it's the law, Mr. Johnson. And then say, I know you got a waiver. And the waiver's a scam. There's no law. And they'll have to admit it. Then they'll kick your child out and claim truancy, then send the cops. You know, you hear it. It's the law to take your vaccines or you'll go to jail. No, it's you go to jail when they kick you out of school under a policy when they have no right to force you. It's all con artist, criminal scum. They've stolen the country. They're jacking the food and water. And they've got a bunch of low-level yes-men trash working for them. But you've seen Rick Perry's political star begin to fall. Just over the vaccine issue, we are the majority. We're going to beat this Nazi New World Order trash. We've got red blood. We're Americans, and no amount of brain damage and cancer-causing fluoride or mercury is going to stop us. God bless you all. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.